弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们非常感谢主今天带领我们能够进入这个聚会当中。
We thank the Lord for bringing us here.
我们愿意借着神的恩典，我们一同看圣经里边的一些教导。
We would like to, by God's grace, we would like to see some teachings in God's words.
愿意借圣经里边所给我们看见的这些光景，能够启示我们自己在人生当中的光景。
So that through this we can truly, see our true conditions in our lives.
并且借着这些启示，我们能够一同在他面前蒙恩。
And also through this revelation, we can truly receive grace from him.
我们先来读几处经文。
Let's read some passages first.
第一处经文是在阿摩斯书第八章第十一节的下半部分。
The first passage is from the book of Amos, chapter 8, the second half of verse 11.
阿摩斯书是圣经里边的一本小先知书，靠近新约的前边一点。
The book of Amos is a minor prophet in the Old Testament.
我们读第八章的第十一节的下半部分。
We're going to read second half of verse 11 of chapter 8.
如果你没有找到的话也没有关系，我们就请听弟兄姐妹们一起来读。我们先读一遍英文，然后先读一遍中文，然后再读一遍英文。
We're going to read first in Chinese and then in English.
人饥饿，非因无饼。干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
我们下面这段经文读《使徒行传》第八章从第二十六节一直读到三十九节。
And the second passage is from the book of Acts, chapter 8, from verse 26 to 39.
使徒行传第八章第二十六到三十九节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 39.
使徒行传是圣经新约里边的第五本书。
The book of Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament.
找到了之后呢，我们还是用中文，大家请弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们一同来读，然后我们再请弟兄姐妹们用英文一起来读。
We're going to read together in Chinese and then together in English.
好，我们第八章第二十六节一起来。有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去，那路是旷野。腓力就起身去了，不料一个安提亚伯人，是一个有大权的太监，在安提亚伯女王干大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来坐在车上坐着念以赛亚书。圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的你明白吗？他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车与他同坐。他们所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说，请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢，还是指着别人呢？腓力就从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说，看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？第三十七节在这边是，也许你的经文是小字哈，我们一起读一下。腓力说，你若是一心相信就可以。他回答说，我相耶稣基督是神的儿子。于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗，从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。
Acts chapter 8, from verse 26 to 39, let's read together in English. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, get up and go south through the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road. So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure.And he had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join his chariot. Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, Well, how could I, unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this. He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, Please tell me, of whom does this prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth. In the beginning of the scripture, he preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing.
我们下边这段经文是在罗马书第六章二十三节。
And the next passage is from the book of Romans chapter 6.Verse 23.
罗马书第六章二十三节，就再往后翻一本书。刚才的使徒行传再往后翻一本。
The book of Romans is the book after Acts.
第六章二十三节，我们还是用中文一起来读一遍。
And Romans 6:23, first in Chinese.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。English.
Okay. Then let's read in English.Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们再一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们一同来到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, as we come before you,
我们求你的灵把这节经文向我们启开。
Lord, I pray that you will interpret the passage to us.
让我们看见我们今天在地上都是行走在世界这个大而可畏的旷野当中。
So that we can see that our life in this world is indeed is in the, on the road in a very fearful desert.
你是我们人生唯一的需要。
Lord, you are indeed the need for our life.
我们感谢你召集我们的朋友们在这里。
Lord, we thank you for gathering our friends here.
我们今天求你对他们施恩怜悯。
Lord, I pray that your grace and mercy will be upon them.
因为福音是你的大能。
Because salvation is your power.
要拯救一切相信的人。
It's to save all those who believe.
我们今天愿你的圣灵的大能在这边彰显。
Lord, pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will be manifested among us.
我们一同在救恩里边能够得到你的喜乐。
So that we can all be rejoicing in your salvation.
以至于我们可以欢欢喜喜地走路。
So that we can walk on our way rejoicing.
求你施恩怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.我们刚刚读到这些经文，给我们看见一幅画面。
As the passage we just read, we really see a picture.
但有一个人，他正行走在旷野当中。
There's a person who was walking in the desert.
在他那边呢，他可能什么都有了。
To him, he may have already have all things.
但是他在里边有一个深处的渴望没有得到满足。
And yet, in the depth of his heart, there's a deep longing that was not satisfied.
于是神呢，就特别派着他的使者去遇见他。
So that God especially sent his messenger to meet him.
我想这是我们每个弟兄姐妹们得救的故事。
I think this is a story for those who have believed the Lord.
我们感谢神今天邀请我们的福音朋友们来到我们中间。
We thank the Lord for inviting all the gospel friends among us.
我们愿今天这个也成为你个人的故事。
We pray that this story will be your personal story as well.
有人讲到说我们这人的生命啊，就是为了满足一种需要。
And somebody says that our life is try to seek to satisfy some needs.
不光是我们人的生命，包括这些植物和动物的生命，都是为了满足一些需要。
It's all kinds of lives they try to find the to satisfy the needs.
植物呢，它可以需要阳光和雨水。
For the plants, they need the sunshine and also need water.
需要肥沃的土壤。
And they also need a fertile soil.
动物它需要一个比较好的生活环境，需要食物。
And for the animals, they also need to have a good living environment. They need food.
但是唯有 在神所创造的万物当中人不一样。
But in, and yet in all God's creation, man is very special.
人不但需要在地上这些生活的条件。
A man not only needs this kind of living conditions.
人还会寻找永恒，寻找意义，寻找价值。
Man also try to seek the eternity, the meaning and the purpose of life.
在这个中文字里边，这个找字啊，是非常有意思的。
So in Chinese culture, seeking is a very special.
找字跟我这个字相差不大，就差这一撇。
So in Chinese culture, there's a difference between seeking and me. The difference is only one stroke.
所以呢，有的人就说，如果我们找到了这最重要的这一撇，我就找到了自我。
So somebody says, if you really find that stroke, then you find yourself.
但是非常遗憾的，我们看见今天这个社会。
But it's very pitiful as we see the society nowadays.
人们从各种各样的环境当中去寻找。
People try to find that stroke in various conditions.
但是好像永远也没有找到。
But it seems that they can never find it.
所以这个找字呢，一直就缺少这一撇，还我们就一直在前面找。
So we are always that stroke is always missing. We are still seeking.
就像我们刚才建辉弟兄所提到的。
Just our brother mentioned.
小的时候我们可能找的是一些玩具。
When we were little, we were trying to find some new toys.
到了的时候呢，我们需要上学。
And if we grow a little bit older, we need to go to school.
我们需要工作。
We need to find a job.
我们需要好像有的人在寻找名声、地位和财富。
And somebody try to find, seek after the fame and wealth and the status.
但是我们会发现，当这些目标，每个目标你拿到的时候。
And yet we find that if this, we was able to reach those goals,
你会发现这里边没有真正的满足。
But we couldn't find the true satisfaction.
你这个目标很快就被下一个目标所取代。
Because that goal will quickly replace by the next one.
所以我们在这个人一直在能够生活在幸福这个环境当中，只是在电影里边这些幻想。
To live a happy life after is only a dream in the movie.
在这样无休止的寻找当中
So in this ceaseless seeking
人没有了平安
Man does not have peace
世界上就充满了各种各样的苦难
So that we can see the various afflictions in this world
所以我们看见人生好像就是一个重复希望和失望的重复
So we can see that life is a cycle is a repetition of a cycle of a hope and a disappointment
我们继续前走我们再希望找到了我们再失望。
So we move forward, we have a hope, and once we find it, we become disappointed, and we move forward again.
就像好像英国的一个著名的戏剧家，他曾经说过一句非常发人深省的话。
Just like a very famous play writer in England, he says something very deep statement.
他说人生有两大痛苦。
He said there are two tragedies in life.
第一个痛苦呢，是人心中的希望。人心中的欲望得不到满足。
The first tragedy is that you cannot get to your heart's desire.
第二个痛苦可能是更大的痛苦。
And yet the second tragedy is could be even greater.
就是人心中的愿望得到了满足。
That is you really get your heart's desire.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
为什么我们今天在这个地上寻寻觅觅，却找不到我们的生命意义和价值呢？
As we are seeking in this world, we cannot find the true purpose and meaning of our life.
我们刚刚读到的第一节经文。
The first passage we just read.
在阿摩斯书第八章十一节。
It's in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11.
就告诉了我们这个问题最终的答案。
And he tells us the final answer to this question.
这里边说人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水。
He said,
乃因不听耶和华的话。
He said, the famine,It's not a famine for bread or a thirst for water. Rather, it is because of not hearing the word of the Lord.
我们所生存的世界是不是这样子
？It is the true description of our world.
我们看见今天物质是极大的丰富的。
We can see that there is such abundance in materially speaking.
许多的人，可能是绝大多数的人，他们不再为这个基本的生活所忧愁。
Most of people are not worried about their basic needs.
但是人饥饿非因无饼干渴非因无水
And yet the famine is not for bread or thirst for water
乃是因不听耶和华的话
Rather, because we don't have the word of the Lord.
因为圣经在传道书第三章十一节里面告诉我们。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, it says,
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人的心里。
He says that God has made everything appropriate in its time, and he also has set eternity in their heart.
我们看见我们周围所生存这个世界。
As we see our surroundings,
神所创造的万物各按其时成为美好。
And God has created all things and make everything appropriate in His own time.
他把这些都赐给人去享受。
He has granted this for us to enjoy.
但是如果我们只在这些事情上寻找的话，
And yet if we just seek in these things,
我们就是行走在这个大而可畏的旷野当中。
Then we are walking in the awesome and the fearful desert.
因为他把永生安置在人的心里。
Because He has placed eternity in our hearts.
我们人心中有一个空缺。
There is an emptiness in our hearts.
这个空缺是世界上任何的东西都不能满足的。
This emptiness cannot be satisfied by anything in this world.
是财富不能满足的。
That cannot be satisfied by wealth.
是地位、知识，一切东西都不能满足的。
It cannot be satisfied by status or knowledge or anything else.
这个空处是只有永生才能够满足。
This void can only be satisfied by eternity.
因为这是人生命真正的价值。
Because eternity is the true meaning of our life.
只有当我们的生命和给我们生命的源泉接在一起的时候，你才能在这个中间找到意义和满足。
Only our life is connected to the source of life, then in that we can find the meaning.
所以我们看见今天在世上有许多的人用各种各样的方法来满足他自己。
And in this world, we can see that people try to use various ways to satisfy themselves.
或者更确切的说呢，是用各种各样的方法来逃避他的不满足。
Or put another way, they are trying to various ways try to escape from their dissatisfaction.
因为他们没有遇见神。
Because they have not met God.
因为他们还行走在这个大而可畏的旷野当中。
Because they are still in the awesome and fearful desert.
那里边是干旱、疲乏、无水之地。
Because in it there is dry and it is without water.
所以人们就想出了许多的办法。
So the man tried to try to devise various ways.
有的人可能是用更努力的工作。
So some of them are try to work very hard.
努力工作本来是好的。
Hard working is good.
是我们应尽的职责。
That's a way we should fulfill our duty.
但是你会发现你周围有些人他不是为了尽这个职责。
But then, yeah, we can see people around us. Some of them are not trying to just fulfill the duty.
他的工作乃是为了逃避他的痛苦。
Their hard working is try to escape from their pains.
有的人呢就进入了最终的生活，麻醉自己。
And some of them just enter into a sinful life and try to numb themselves.
他们撇弃了道德，一切人良心中间的标准。
They forsake all the moral standards.
以至于他们就更受到了更多的伤害。
And yet in that way they were hurt even more.
而且呢，他在这个中间也伤害了许多的人。
And also in that here they were hurting others.
今天这个世界就像一个大而可畏的机器。
And this world has become a very fearful machine.
生产出许多让人能够在最终生活这样的条件。
And they create, the world has created the various ways that people can live in sins.
人们也以为在这个中间能够得到满足。
People thought that they might find some contentment in these things.
然而他得到的是更大的空虚。
And yet the more emptiness they will gain.
心灵当中更大的责备。
And there's a more condemnation in their conscience.
有的人回避，不管这些事情。
And some of them try to escape, try to be ignorant.
有的人可能变成了吸毒酗酒。
And some of them may become a drunker or become a drug addict.
有的人呢就心灵充满了愁苦。
And some of them, our hearts are filled with grief and sorrows.
甚至许多人就变成了忧郁症。
And some of them were depressed.
你知道今天这个世界当中得忧郁症的人是非常非常之多的。
We know that there are many people who have a depression.
而且很奇怪的就是在年轻人当中也有。
And very strangely, there is a very prevalent among the young people as well.
这是一个非常奇怪的现象，因为年轻人当中他充满了活力和希望。
And this is a very strange phenomenon because for young people, they are supposed to full of us and hope and energy.
但是，当在这中间找不到希望的时候
，And yet when they could not find hope,
他没有办法解决生命里边这个无奈。
They couldn't get rid of the hopelessness in their lives.
这就陷入了犹豫。
To the point that they were depressed.
更惨的呢，有的人选择了结束自己的生命，就有很多人也自杀。
And then, worse yet, someone tried to conclude their own lives. They committed suicide.
我们看见我们刚才读到这段经文，这个太监。
And then the passage we just read, we can see this eunuch.
这个太监圣经告诉我们说呢，他是一个有大权的太监。
And for this eunuch, the Bible tells us that he is a man of a great power.
因为他是安提亚伯女王大干基手下总管银库的。
Because he was the official of Candace, and he was in charge of all her treasure.
所以用今天的话，可能他就是一个财政部长这样一个职位。
And for this words, probably he is a minister of a treasury.
所以他可能是一个非常有权、有势、有钱财的人。
And so he was a man of a good status and with a power and the wealth.
但是在他心中有一个极大的不满足。
And yet, deep in his heart, he has this dissatisfaction.
所以他就从这个安提亚伯，就现在的埃塞俄比亚，到耶路撒冷那边去礼拜。
So he went from Ethiopia.To Jerusalem to worship.
在回来的时候呢，心中还没有得到满足。
Yet on his return trip, his heart was not satisfied.
为什么呢？因为在那边有一个问题，他没有办法解答。
Why is that? Because there was one question he couldn't find an answer to.
他说：“没有人指教我，我怎么能明白呢？在那边没有人跟他讲话。”
Because he said that if nobody going to guide me, how can I understand?
我们看见他回来的路上，手里拿着以赛亚书。
We can see that on his return trip, he held the book of Isaiah.
那个以赛亚书可能当时是非常贵重的一个书卷。
I think the Isaiah was very precious at that time.
他一边在读，一边心里边不知道在讲什么。
As he was reading, he couldn't understand what it was talking about.
所以这里边我们就看见，他既然是刚刚从耶路撒冷回来的时候，为什么没有人跟他讲呢？
We can see that he actually just went to Jerusalem. Why nobody explained that to him?
因为圣经里面告诉我们说他是一个太监。
Why is that? Because the Bible tells us he was a eunuch.
所以在犹太人的眼中，太监是是他们不能接近的。
From the perspective of the Jews, the eunuch were despised by them.
所以我们看见他在那边的需要没有得到满足。
So we can see that his need was not satisfied.
但是在他里边也有一个非常可贵、值得我们学习的。
And yet in him, there's something very precious that we can learn from him.
就是他渴望真理。
Because he has a longing for the truth.
并且他知道他在行走在一个大而可畏的旷野的道路上。
And he also knew that he was in the fearful desert.
他需要圣灵的光照和启示才能够明白神的话语。
He needed the light of the Holy Spirit to understand God's words.
这是一个非常重要的真理。
This is a very important truth.
我们接触到许多的福音朋友。
We have encountered many gospel friends.
他们里边心中有一个非常好的渴慕。
They really have a good longing and desire.
他们说我们要把圣经啊好好读几遍，然后呢我这样才可以信主。
They will say that I would like to read the Bible so very well, and then to the point I can believe in Him.
这个愿望是非常非常好的。
This is a very good desire.
但是这个里边这太监告诉我们一个事实。
And yet what the eunuch says here tells us a fact.
就是没有圣灵的启示，我们不可能真正的明白圣经。
Without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand God's words.
所以神的救法是先让我们得到这个生命，圣灵在我们里面工作，我们才能够明白圣经。
So God's salvation, the way for God to save is first we would like to receive His life, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, then we can understand His words.
从这个太监的身上
，and from this eunuch,
我们看见了一个希望。
We can see a hope.
因为这个太监呢，他是行走在这个旷野的道路上。
Because the eunuch was in the road was on the road in the desert.
就像我们今天每个人生活在这个世界大而可畏的旷野当中。
Just like you and me, we are in this world which is a dreadful desert.
好像是完全没有希望，他也不能懂。
And seems that we are hopeless.
但是神特别差他的使者来寻找他。
And yet God sent His messengers to find him.
神因为神在圣经里边在也是在以赛亚书第41章。十九到二十一节里边告诉我们
，Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 41, and God's words tells us，
他说：“看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。”
He says that now I'm going to do the new thing. Don't you know that I'm going to find made streams and waters in the desert？
神要在旷野里边开道路，在沙漠里边开江河。
The Lord is going to make a stream of waters in the desert and in the mountain。
他说我要使旷野有水，使沙漠有河，好赐给我的百姓我的选民喝。
So that you will find water in the desert and the wilderness so that my people can drink from.
这个道路就是主耶稣基督自己。
And this way is our Lord himself.
2000多年前他已经来到这个地上。
2000 years ago, he came to this world.
借着他在十字架上的流血舍命，已经为我们开出了这条通向神的生命道路。
By the shedding of the blood on the cross, he has opened up the new and the living way for us to God.
并且赐下圣灵，让我们可以他的生命从我们里边可以像活水的江河一样流出来。
By his Holy Spirit, now from within us, there's a flowing of life.
神在寻找我们。
God is seeking us.
神在寻找，派腓力去寻找这个太监。
God sent Philip to find that eunuch.
我们刚才读到这段经文里边讲到。
And the passage we just read.
有一个使者对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去，那路是旷野。
And he says that the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying that get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. That is a desert road.
二十七节说，于是呢，这腓力就起身，但是不料他看见了一个安提亚伯的有大权的太监。
And so he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, official, a court official of Candace.
腓力是一个神的仆人。
Philip was a servant of God.
他还不知道他在旷野里面去做什么。
He didn't know what he was to do in the desert.
当他去了的时候，他说圣经告诉我们，不料他突然间非常的惊讶，看见的是一个安提亚伯人的太监。
Out of his expectation, he found that there was a Ethiopian eunuch.
是一个犹太人不愿意接触的人。
That's someone a Jew doesn't want to get near with.
但是神今天特别派他的夫人去寻找他。
And yet that day, God sent his messenger to find him.
这里边还有一个背景。
And there's also a background to it.
就是也记载在《使徒行传》的第八章的前半部分。从第五节开始。
That's recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 8, from verse 5.
那个时候腓力正在撒玛利亚传神的福音。
At that time, Philip was preaching the gospel in Samaria.
我们知道这腓力原来是在耶路撒冷教会里边服侍神的一个仆人。
We know that Philip was a servant of God in the church of Jerusalem.
后来圣灵带他到撒玛利亚去。
And yet the Holy Spirit led him to Samaria.
使徒行传第八章第五节告诉我们说呢，腓力下撒玛利亚城去传讲福音。
Acts chapter 8 verse 5 it says that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them.
众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。
The crowd with one accord were given attention to what was said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing.
因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声喊叫从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。
For in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them, shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed.
第八节说，在那城里就大有欢喜。
So in verse 8, it says, So there was much rejoicing in that city.
所以我们看见这里边腓力在撒玛利亚城正在从事一个非常大的工作。
So we can see that Philip was doing a great work in the city of Samaria.
他在那里边传讲耶稣。
He was proclaiming Jesus.
许多人听见了，并且看见他所行的神迹。
And many people saw and witnessed what he performed.
就同心合意地听从他的话。
And they listened to him with one accord.
并且呢，鬼被赶出来。
And there was an evil spirit was cast out.
人得了医治。
And the people were healed.
在那个城里边就大有欢喜。
In that city there was a great rejoicing.
我们看见在那个城里边，神正在做着一个伟大的复兴的工作。
So we can see that in that city, God was doing a great revival.
因为福音带给人生命、健康和喜乐。
Because salvation will bring life, health, and joy to us.
同时，我们也可以想象，腓力在那边他的工作是非常繁忙的。
And we can also imagine that Philip was very busy then.
但是在这种情况下
，And yet under that condition.
神让腓力到旷野里面去。
God sent Philip into the desert.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
为什么神要放下他在撒玛利亚城里边那个极大的福音的工作，要到派腓力到旷野里面去
？Why God want to put aside the great work in the city of Samaria and send Philip into the desert?
我们刚才唱的这首诗歌是九十九只羊。
The song we just sang concerning the 99.
这首诗歌是根据马太福音第十八章十二节里面的经文所编出来的一首诗歌。
That song was based on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 12.
那里边主耶稣举了一个，有一个设了一个比喻。
In that passage, God, Jesus use one parable.
有100只羊，中间有一只丢失了。
There is a shepherd who has 100 sheep and one got lost.
这个牧羊人呢，就撇下其他的羊去寻找这只迷失的羊。
And the shepherd just put aside all his sheep and try to find the lost one.
今天我们弟兄姐妹们都是被寻找回来的羊。
For today, actually, all Christians are lost sheep who are sought back by the Lord.
但是我们也不能，有的时候也会问这样的一个问题。
Sometimes we may also ask this question.
就像诗歌里边所问的那个问题。
Just like the song, the question asked in that song.
说，牧者，你有99只，难道还不够吗？
He says that, shepherd, you already have 99. Is that not enough for you?
你为什么还要踏遍荆棘，穿山越岭？在旷野的道路上去寻找那只迷羊。
Why do you have to take the rough roads and try to find the lost one?
我们看见主耶稣基督就是这样。
We can see that that's what it is for Jesus Christ.
他从天上来到地上。
He came from heaven to this world.
他受尽了人间所有的羞辱和痛苦。
He suffered all the pains and shames in the world.
他满身是血水。
And he was covered with blood and water.
他就是在寻找那只迷羊。
And he was trying to find the lost sheep.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷。
Because the Bible tells us we all like sheep who has gone astray.
我们没有智慧，也没有力量，自己回到神的面前。
We have no wisdom nor strength to come back to God.
但是今天神的恩典要临到你。
And yet God's grace will be upon you today.
就像他当时临到我们的弟兄姐妹一样。
Just like the way the grace was upon us.
是神今天自己在做着寻找的工作。
Because it is God who is seeking today.
所以神是今天是按照你的名字呼召你到这个聚会当中来。
God is calling you to this meeting according to your name.
因为他认识你。
Because he knows you.
圣经里面在第使徒行传第八章三十节里边告诉我们说，腓力呢就跑到太监那里边去。
And back to the book of Acts of chapter 8, verse 30, it says that Philip ran up and ran up to the eunuch.
这里边我们看注意到他是跑到太监那里边去。
And we can see that he was running to the eunuch.
为什么呢？因为前面的经文告诉我们说太监是坐着一个车。
Why is that? Because we can see that the eunuch was on a chariot.
这个 chariot 就是原来古埃及的时候的一个战车。
And the chariot actually that's for battle in the ancient time.
那可能是非常轻便，跑得非常快。
And that was a very light and can travel very fast.
用我们今天现代人的话，也许就是太监开了一部跑车。
Okay, it might be can be translated as a sporty car today.
但是我们的弟兄腓力在旷野的道路上。
And yet our brother Philip was on the road in the desert.
他跑到那个车的前面去。
So he ran to the chariot.
不知道今天朋友们你是怎样来到我们的聚会当中的。
I don't know, friends, how you came to this meeting.
我们的弟兄姐妹们是不是跑着去把你请来的。
Is that some of Christian friends running to you and to invite you over to the meeting?
但是无论外边是怎样，我想我们的里边那个心情都是一样的。
No matter how you were invited, but inside of us, we should have this common, similar condition.
因为神在寻找你。
Because God is seeking you.
他也把这个负担赐给我们弟兄姐妹们。
And at the same time, he also put the burden to our Christian brothers and sisters.
因为神实在是知道我们每个人心里边最深的需要。
Because God really knows the deep desire in our hearts.
他要成为我们人生的意义和目的。
He wants to become the meaning and purpose of our life.
只有当我们找到他的时候。
Only when we find him.
我们的里边的空虚才能得到满足。
Our void can be satisfied.
我们的问题才能在他里边得到答案。
Our questions can be answered in him.
因为腓力来到这个太监跟前啊，他先问了一个问题，很有意思。
So Philip came to this eunuch and he has a very interesting question.
在圣经第八章第三十节的时候，腓力便问他说：“你念的，你明白吗？”
In verse 30, and he asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?"
这个问题是非常好的一个问题。
This is a very good question.
但是我相信我们的朋友们，在座的朋友们中间，你们可能很少听见弟兄姐妹问你这样的问题。
Probably you are for our friends among us, you are seldom asked these questions.
因为我们的弟兄姐妹都是非常谦卑，我们愿意与你们一同学习。
Because all of our brothers and sisters are here, very humble, they would like to learn together with you.
但有的时候啊，我们也需要问问自己，需要问问别人这些重要的问题。
And yet, from time to time, we need to ask ourselves and also ask others that this is a very important question. Because when we ask questions, that means we have this care inside of us.
如果我们在这里边年龄稍微大一点的弟兄姐妹，以前在中国，朋友们两个朋友见面打招呼的时候都说，你吃了吗？
对，So for those who are older among us, when we are back in China, whenever friends met, they will ask a question, "Have you eaten yet?"
如果那个朋友说我已经吃饱了，大家都非常欢喜。
And if the answer is yes, I have eaten, then everybody is very happy.
你说没有的话，他说赶紧到我们家再吃一点吧。
And if you have not eaten, then why don't you come to our house and have some more food?
因为那时候他表示里边的一个关切。
Because the question convey a way of concern.
今天可能人在见面的时候不再问这样的问题。
Nowadays in the States, probably we seldom ask these questions.
朋友们不知道我们见面的时候问什么样的问题。
So friends, I don't know what kind of question you raise to your friends when you meet them.
也许是工作怎么样啊，好不好啊，还稳定吗？
Yeah. How about your job? Is still stable?
我们人里边关心的许多问题我们会问的。
There's a concern inside of us, then we will turn that into a question.
前几天我去医生那边做了一个一般性的检查。
Just a few days ago, I went to a doctor for a physical.
那医生问了很多的问题。
And the doctor asked many questions.
后来我就在他那个桌子上看见写了一个牌子。
And then I saw there's a sign on his table.
那个牌子上说呢 ，We ask because we care.
And the sign says that we ask because we care.
我们问你是因为我们关心。
Yeah, we ask because we care.
所以我们有的时候需要问一些重要的问题。
So from time to time, we need to ask some very important questions.
因为若是我们没有去真正的思考去询问这些问题的话
Because if we have not really put a deep thought on these questions
我们会错过许多宝贵得救的机会
And we're going to miss out the very precious opportunities to be saved
所以今天早晨我们也请朋友们我们自己或者我们弟兄姐妹们彼此问这样的问题
So this morning I would like to ask our friends among us and also brothers and sisters to think about this question
就我们知道我们是从哪里来的吗
These questions include Do we know where we are from?
我们知道我们要到哪里去吗
？Do we know where we are going？
我们知道我们为什么在地上生活吗
？Do we know why we are here？
我们的目的是什么
？What's the purpose of our life？
我们知道怎样在地上生活吗
？Do we know how we shall live our life？
人生在地上的意义是什么
？What's the meaning of our life？
我们是不是知道我们今天正生活在这个世界大而可畏的旷野当中
？Do we know that we are in this very fearful desert？
这条路的终点是死亡。
And yet the end of the road is death.
是永远的死亡。
It's eternal death.
朋友们，这不是一个简单的问题。
Friends, this is not just a very easy question.
我们必须回答这个问题。
We have to answer this question.
如果今天我们得到了主耶稣基督
If today we receive Jesus Christ,
有一天我们就不会面对那个白色大宝座的审判。
Then we won't face the judgment at the great white throne.
否则，那个时候我们真的是觉得时间太晚了。
By then we will regret.
朋友们，我们知道我们今天需要耶稣吗
？Friends, do you know that we need Jesus today?
你可能说我需要很多的东西。
We may say that I need many things.
但是你知道你需要耶稣吗
？But do you know that you need Jesus?
诗歌告诉我们说，人人都需要耶稣。
The Psalms tells us that everybody needs Jesus.
因为要托重担需要主。
Because you want to be set free from the sins, you need Jesus.
要得平安需要主。
If you want to have a peace, you need Jesus.
要免沉沦得永生，我需要耶稣。
If you want to have eternal life, not being perishing, you need Jesus.
朋友们，这些是非常严肃的问题。
Friends, this is a very serious question.
只有当我们在得到主耶稣基督的时候，才能得到答案。
Only when we receive Jesus, then we will know the answer.
所以我们需要很好的来思想这些问题。
Then we need to think about this question very seriously.
太监他思想了这些的问题。
The eunuch thought about that question.
并且呢，他从他的经文里边和腓力的分享当中得到了答案。
And then through the sharing with Philip, he got the answer.
那他们到底是读的是什么呢
？So what did they read?
太监到底他明白了什么呢
？So what did the eunuch understand?
所以他可以欢欢喜喜的走路。
As a result, he was able to walk his way rejoicing.
圣经告诉我们说，他们读的是以赛亚书。
The Bible tells us that they were reading the book of Isaiah.
这段经文是它的原文是记载在以赛亚书第53章第二节到第十节。
Quotation from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, from verse 2 to 10.
这几节经文中间提到许多的他，这个他是指我们的主耶稣基督。
So in the book of Isaiah 53, it mentioned he, and that was referring to our Lord Jesus Christ.
第53章第二节说，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地，他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
Isaiah 53 verse 2, it says that, For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of a parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。
He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face, and he was despised and we did not esteem him.
53章第四节接着说，他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待。
Verse 4, it says, Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
这几节经文讲到我们主耶稣基督他的身世。
And these passages describe our Lord Jesus' life.
我相信我们每个朋友，当我们看看我们生活这个宇宙这样宏大的时候，
So friends, as we look at the greatness of this creation,
我们都觉得惊讶。
We will be amazed.
但是你可知道，这一切都是我们神用他的话语所创造。
But do you know that all the things are created according to God's words?
但是这位伟大的神，
And this great God,
这位创造宇宙天地跟你生命气息的神，
The creator of all things and also your life,
他竟愿意为我们卑微地来到地上。
And for you and me, he was willing to come to this world humbly.
这节圣经告诉我们说，他生长如嫩芽，好像根出于干地。他无家庭美容，我们看见的时候也不羡慕他。
Verse 2, he says that he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of a parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦。
And he was despised and forsaken of man.
你可能想到吗？
Have you thought about that?
这是这位创造宇宙天地的神。
This is the God who created all things.
他却愿意为你我这样卑微渺小的罪人。
And he was willing for you and me, the weak and the little sinners.
经历你我不能想象的痛苦。
You were willing to experience all the pains and the griefs.
我们有时说觉得，哎，我们人还很好，我们在这个地球上算是最高级的。
And sometimes we feel like, oh, as a man, we are pretty good, and we are the highest in the creation.
但是你知道我们里面有多少的污秽。
But do we know that how much filth we have inside of us?
你知道我们是多么软弱、有限、有罪的。
And do we know that how weak and limited we are?
但这位创造宇宙天地的神，
And yet the creator of a universe and all things,
他愿意把自己的无限放在人的有限当中。
He was willing to put his infinity into the finite, confine himself in the finite space and time.
他愿意生活在这些有罪污秽的人当中。
He was willing to live among the sinners.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他要拯救你。
Because he was to save you.
但是在拯救的过程当中有一个最大的障碍。
And yet, through the salvation, there is a greatest obstacle.
就是罪。
That is sin.
因为我的罪必须解决。
The problem of sin has to be dealt with.
但是问题是我们又没有办法解决。
And yet, for us, we cannot deal with sin ourselves.
我们没有办法靠自己的善行能够从罪里边出来。
We cannot deliver ourselves from sin by our own merits.
我们只有靠这位救主在十字架上我们所成就的工作。
We can only rely on the finished work on the cross by the Lord.
所以圣经接下来告诉我们53章第五节。
So,
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安，因他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
So he continues in verse 5, But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we were healed.
我的过犯，我的罪孽，和你的过犯，你的罪孽，都担当在主耶稣基督的身上。
My iniquities and transgressions, including also yours,Iniquity and transgressions were upon him.
所以今天因他受的刑罚，我们可以得以平安。
We have peace because the punishment he bore for us.
因他受的鞭伤，我们可以得医治。
And we are healed because he was scourged.
朋友们，我们一定要知道这是一个何等重大的代价。
Friends, we need to come to know that it's such a great price.
因为这个苦杯，主耶稣基督为我们喝了。
Because he drank the cup of bitterness for us.
所以我们今天可以在他里边享受一个祝福的杯。
So that in him we can drink from the cup of blessings.
罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在耶稣基督里乃是永生。
The wages of sin is death, and the free gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们必须看见罪是何等的可怕。
As we come before the Lord, we have to see the dreadfulness of sin.
因为罪是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because of sin, it means that we have fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们人类第一代的祖先，他们亏缺了神的荣耀。
For our ancestors, they have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以在他们中间就产生了彼此的指责。
So there's a finger pointing among them.
也产生了弟兄之间彼此残杀。
And there was a killing among brothers.
从那个时候起，所有的人类都活在罪中。
And from that point on, every man, mankind is in sin.
我们也许不知道。
We may not know this.
但是其实我们都是生活在这个罪恶的世界当中。
And yet we are all in this sinful world.
今天这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and also the pride of life.
它就是主宰我们人生道路的这些重要的力量。
And these are the driving force toward our life course.
但是我们又没有力量从这里边被解脱出来。
And yet we have no strength to deliver ourselves from this.
我们今天只能谦卑地来到神的面前。
Today we can only humbly come before the Lord.
接受主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
To receive the finished work he has accomplished on the cross.
我们才从这中间得释放。
And then we can be set free from this.
并且罪的工价乃是死。
And also the wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐
在
耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Only the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里边告诉我们说唯有神的恩赐。
It says only the free gift of God.
不是靠我们的善行。
It is not by our own good deeds.
只是靠我们的信心。
It's by our faith.
因为今天主耶稣基督已经把这个救恩为我们成就了。
Because our Lord Jesus has already prepared this salvation for us.
并且他已经在十字架上为我们流出了宝血。
Because he already shed his precious blood on the cross.
因他受的刑罚，我们能够得以平安。
And because the punishment he bore, then we can have peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们能够得以医治。
We can be healed because he was scourged.
因他在地上所生活着谦卑的一生。
Because the way he lived humbly on earth.
无罪的一生。
That was a sinless life.
他满足了神圣洁公义的要求。
He satisfied all the righteous requirements of God.
并且他把神的大爱在十字架上就向我们完全的显明。
And he also manifested God's great love on the cross.
当我们的主耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候。
As our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
他看见下边钉他十字架的兵丁。
And he saw the soldiers who crucified him.
他说父啊赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they don't know what they are doing.
朋友们，今天许多的事情我们不知道。
Friends, there's a lot of things we don't know.
但是神愿意在这里边赦免我们。
But God is willing to forgive you.
如果我们愿意谦卑地来到他的面前。
If we are willing to come before him humbly.
我们愿意接受那已经成就的救恩。
If we are willing to receive the finished work of the salvation.
他就要把生命和气息赐给我们。
He will give us a life and breath.
我们没有办法用我们的语言来描述神的爱。
We cannot describe God's love with our own words.
因为圣经说，谁能述说他的世代呢？
Because the Bible says, who can describe his generation?
因为他的生命被从地上夺去。
Because his life was removed from earth.
谁能用他的言语描述神的爱呢？
Who can use his own words to describe the love of God?
谁能用心思想象他所赐给我们的救恩是何等的大？
Who can fathom the greatness of his salvation?
但是神今天向我们发出一个非常简单的呼召。
And yet God is make a very simple calling to each one of us.
就是靠着你信心，你可以接受这一切。
By your faith, you can receive it all.
你可以得到永生。
You can receive eternal life.
这个太监接受了，他得着了。
And that eunuch received and he got it.
圣经告诉我们说，腓力就从开孔从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
And The Bible says that Philip then preached Christ to him according to the Bible.
二人在往前走的时候就遇见有水的地方。
As they went along the way, they came to some water.
旷野的道路是干旱、疲惫、无水之地。
We know that the road in the desert is dry without water.
但是当主耶稣基督的名被传扬的时候
，And yet when the name of Jesus was claimed,
当人得到他的生命的时候
，And when the people receive his life,
他们就遇见了活水的江河。
They will encounter the living water.
那是生命的活水。
It is a water of life.
主耶稣基督说：“到我这里来的，我就赐给他生命的活水。”
Jesus says that whoever comes to me, I will give them the water of life.
凡喝我所赐的水，他就永远不渴。
Whoever drink from this water, they will never thirst.
今天就是我们每位弟兄姐妹们在地上的经历。
This is all the Christians' experience on earth.
但愿今天早晨，这也成为你个人的经历。
May this also be your personal experience this morning.
愿因着主在你的生命当中。
May the life of the Lord in you.
你人生的旷野当中有生命的活水。
Then you will have living waters in the desert.
接下来这段经文就更宝贵。
And it's even more precious as we read on.
在第39节。
It's in verse 39.
当他们从水里出来的时候，主的灵就把腓力提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。
When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing.
朋友们，今天你是怎样走路？
Friends, what kind of way you are walking on?
你可能在外边看着什么都不缺了。
Outwardly speaking, you may be lacking nothing.
但是在你心灵的深处，你可以欢欢喜喜地走路吗？
And yet, in your spirit, in the depth of your heart, are you rejoicing, walking your way?
我们今天是怎样走路？
How do we walk our way?
没有神的生命，
without the life of God,
我们就永远没有在地上得到满足。
Then we will never find satisfaction on this world.
我们就不能欢欢喜喜地走路。
We cannot walk our way rejoicing.
这里边的欢喜是真正里边的欢喜。
This rejoicing is a joy from within.
不是说信了主之后，从此你的生活就一帆风顺了。
It's not saying that once you believe in the Lord and everything will go smoothly.
就一切都如意了。
And everything will go your way.
也许不是。
No, it's not.
但无论如何，在你的面前，神要与你同行。
But no matter what, God will walk with you.
他可以带你走过死亡的幽谷。
He will lead you through the valley of a shadow of death.
他也可以带你走过青草地。
He can also lead you through the green pasture.
但是在每一个环境当中
But in each and every circumstance,
主耶稣已经应许他永远不离弃我们。
Jesus Christ has promised us he will never leave us.
并且他的同在就是我们的欢喜。
And yet his presence is our joy.
因为他所赐的平安不是世界上所赐的。
Because the peace he will give us is not the peace from the world.
也不是世界能够夺走的。
And the peace cannot be taken away by anyone.
也不是环境能够夺走的。
The peace cannot be taken away by our circumstances.
因为耶稣基督与我们同在，我们就可以欢欢喜喜走我们人生的道路。
Because the presence of our Lord is with us, then we can walk on our way rejoicing.
朋友们，这一切从需要耶稣、从信耶稣开始。
Friends, all this starts from believing in Christ, receiving Christ.
需要耶稣。
We need Jesus.
人人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
要脱重担需要主。
If you want to be set free from the sin, you need Jesus.
要得平安需要主。
If you want to have a peace, you need Jesus.
我们都需要耶稣。
We all need Jesus.
今天早晨我们在这里边传讲的。
As we are proclaiming Jesus today.
就是希望朋友们能够在这边得到耶稣。
We are hope that you can receive Jesus.
你也可以欢欢喜喜地走路。
Then you can walk on your way rejoicing.
我们可不可以再把刚才唱的那首诗歌第1069首的副歌再唱一遍。
Let's sing the refrain from the song we just sang, Psalm 1069.
这首诗歌叫做需要耶稣。
The song says that we need Jesus.
我们只唱副歌唱两遍。
Are we going to sing the refrain twice?
我们还是像刚才弟兄所领我们唱的一样，我们把这边的你呢改成我。
We just sing the way our brother led us. We're going to turn...
我们请每位福音朋友，我们都对着自己的心唱。
We turn you to I, but we're going to sing it to our hearts.
要向主耶稣发出一个呼求。
That we're going to make a call to the Lord.
主耶稣，你已经满足了许许多的人的需要。
Lord, you have satisfied the needs of many people.
今天我需要你。
Today I need you.
我要来到你的面前得永生。
I want to come before you to receive eternal life.
我们可不可以请姊妹给我们一个音，我们一起把这个副歌唱两遍。
Our sister is going to give us a note and then we're going to sing the refrain twice.
爱你几次，需要耶稣，人人都需要耶稣。
要脱罪担，需要主。
To be set free from the sin， 要得平安，需要主。
要
免沉沦的
永
生，
我需要耶稣。
要耶稣，
需要耶稣。
爱你几次。
需要耶稣，人人都需要耶稣。要脱重担，需要主。要么得平安，需要主。要免沉沦得永生，我需要耶稣。我们一同闭上眼睛，一同有点祷告。
Let's close our eyes and then we have a time of prayer.
我们感谢神今天已经把一幅美好的图画摆在我们面前。
We thank the Lord for giving us this beautiful picture.
我们也感谢神今天他邀请你来到我们的聚会当中。
We also thank the Lord for inviting you to this meeting.
并且我们深知你需要耶稣。
And we truly believe that you do need Jesus.
现在我们给你一个机会，请你在神的面前有一个表示。
And we would like to give you this opportunity to you so that you can make a statement before the Lord.
如果圣灵现在对你的心说话，
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you,
就是你心里边感觉到跳。
That means that you probably your heart is pumping.
那是圣灵的感动。
You are moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们请你举手在座位上。一会儿我们为你祷告。你愿意接受主耶稣基督？我们请你在座位上举手。
I would like to ask you to show your hands.
我们感谢神今天带领，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，请放下。
You
我们相信我们在我们中间还有许多这样的朋友。我们请你举手为你祷告。
If any friends you are moved, then show your hands.
今天神借着圣灵把你带到了我们中间。
By the Holy Spirit, you have been brought to the meeting.
因为他认识你。
Because he knows you.
因为他知道你的每一个需要。
Because he knows every need you may have.
并且他有能力、恩典和慈爱能够满足你的需要。
And he can satisfy you with his love and strength.
你在这边所要做的就是敞开你的心，借着你的信心来接受他。
And what you need to do is just open your heart and to receive him by faith.
所以我们邀请你在神的面前有一点点的表示，我们为你祷告。
So we'd like to ask you to invite you to show your hand before the Lord, and we're going to pray for you.
有这样的感动的弟兄姐妹朋友们，你可以在神面前举手，我们为你祷告。
If you are moved, then you can show your hands, then we can pray for you.
我们相信神今天，感谢主。
I will thank the Lord.
我们相信在我们中间还有这样的弟兄姐妹。
I believe that there are some more who has been moved by the Holy Spirit.
现在圣灵正在对你的心说话。
The Holy Spirit is speaking to your hearts.
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
好不好？请你跟随圣灵的感动。
Could you just follow the moving of the Holy Spirit?
不要错过这个机会。
Don't miss out the opportunity.
你知道我们人生正行在这一个大而苦而味的旷野当中。
You know that our road in this world is a road in the desert.
这条路的终点是死亡。
And the end of the road is death.
只有当我们接受了主耶稣基督的时候，
Only when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ,
他可以把我们从这条死亡的道路当中拯救出来。
Then we can be saved from this road to death.
这样的救恩你需要吗？
Do you want this salvation? I believe you do.
我请你在座位上举手，我们要为你祷告。
I plead with you to show your hand, and we can pray for you.
不要犹豫啊！我因为你是在弟兄姐妹们中间。
Don't hesitate because you are among Christians.
你是在神面前有表示。
You are showing your hands before the Lord.
所以还有没有这样的弟兄姐妹们？我们请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告。
Anyone who is willing, could you show your hand, and then we can pray for you.
要抓住这个机会。
You please hold on to the opportunity.
有时候人生这些机会是转瞬即逝。
Because there is a lot of opportunities may just miss out by this.
当圣灵在你里边做感动的时候，你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
When you are moved by the Holy Spirit, don't just quench the Holy Spirit.
神所赐给你的是一个何等。极大奇妙无比的救恩。
Because it's such a great and wonderful salvation.
只需要我们用信心来接受。
What you need to do is to receive.
好，我们再最后问一下我们中间的朋友们，如果你有感动，我们请你举手。
I'm going to ask the last time. Please show your hands if you are moved, then we can pray for you.
我们中间还有这样的朋友吗？
Anyone?
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
现在主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
我们为着你在我们身上的恩典。我们把心中最深处的感谢赞美归给你。
We'd like to give you our praise and thanksgiving from the depth of our heart because of your grace.
我们感谢你在圣经当中记下这些宝贵的话语。
We thank you for the precious word in your book.
为着让我们能够得到你的生命。
So that we can receive your life.
我们再把这些话语放在你的手中。
Lord, we give back this word into your hands.
为今天早晨听见这些话语，他们心中有感动，向你有表示的。 弟兄姐妹，我们感谢你。
We thank for those who have heard your word and have been moved by your Holy Spirit.
为着那些听见了，但是他们心中还在犹豫的，我们也向你祷告。
We also pray for those who have heard and yet still are hesitating.
因为福音的种子已经种在人心当中。
Because the seed of the gospel has been planted in men's hearts.
并且要借着圣灵能够结出果实来。
And by the work of the Holy Spirit, that will bear fruit.
求你自己亲自祝福你的话语。
May you bless your own words.
祷告感谢奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.